You're in tune with What It Is on WNCW. I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Carol Rifkin and Jeff Eason. Today, we're talking about careers that took a big U-turn on What It Is.
The example that pops to mind, my mind, and it's because of an interview I did about 10 years ago, is Dolly Parton. I interviewed her at Merlefest, and she had just started releasing these bluegrass albums after years of doing sort of 9-to-5 stuff and radio-friendly country pop that you would normally expect out of Nashville. She kind of made this U-turn or 180 back into her past to the East Tennessee sound. And I asked her about that, and she told me, you know, quite frankly, it was because that the radio stations in Nashville were no longer playing her music. You know, they had moved on to Faith Hill and these younger female country singers. And so she just felt like she could do whatever she wanted. And so that's when she really started to pick up the bluegrass once again and go acoustic. And it produced about three of her finest albums, that 180.
Yeah, you know, most of the examples that I'm coming up with would be not necessarily changing in musical styles, although there's plenty that we can point to, and that was a good example, Jeff. But there's a lot of examples of artists who have gone on to either quit music and do something else or leave for an extended period of time. Like recently, read about Dean Ween of the band Ween, who is now a fishing boat captain, and he can take you out on his boat and be a fishing guide. And it's the real deal. He is certified as in first aid and CPR. He is fully insured. Captain Mickey Melchiondo.
Is that his real name?
I don't know, but I know that Dean Ween is not his real name. But you've got a lot of examples of folks like that. Also, people that just left music for an extended period of time. David Bromberg, who had left music and went to work on and sell violins for a long, long stretch of time, and then eventually came back into music.
Came back like he had never left.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, his sound, his style, the people he plays with, I mean, it sounds like the records he made 30 years ago when you see him on stage.
Well, interestingly, when I interviewed him, too, he had some really interesting reasons why he did that, why he left, and what was important. He said one mistake he had made that he wouldn't do over is that he would focus on one genre. He said the fact that he was all over the map made it hard to get airplay, and work as much because he couldn't be defined in one role. And he felt that now people were more open to being whatever you want to be than they were then.
Cat Stevens is another one that kind of went away because of a religious conversion. And at the time, it was pretty benign. He had this religious conversion that a lot of people accepted, and he kind of dropped out of music. But then he said a few things about Simon Rushdie, when Simon Rushdie wrote the Satanic Verses that people didn't appreciate. And then this whole kind of post 9/11 religious kind of reactionism to where people are wondering every time they hear that someone is Islamic faith, or are they an extremist, or are they just, you know, is that their religion? But now he's made a comeback as well. And his voice still sounds as strong as it ever did. I'm not sure, quite as sure about his songwriting, because he was such a strong songwriter in the early 70s.
Yeah, Yusuf, he's got a couple of albums now. We've been playing his music on these airwaves. Some other notable conversions. Everybody knows when Bob Dylan converted to Christianity and had, what, one or two records?
Maybe more than that theme.
Folks like Alice Cooper in the sort of the more metal direction of Dave Mustaine, of a founding member of the group Metallica and Megadeth, also went through a religious conversion, cleaned his life up entirely. Richard and Linda Thompson, speaking of Islamic faith, Richard and Linda Thompson left music entirely and went and lived in a commune for several years, or a good stretch of time, before coming back to music.
Steve Martin converted to banjo. And Woody from Steep Canyon is probably going to be a trout fishing guide someday when he stops traveling. I think a lot of people I know, particularly in the world of folk music and Americana and bluegrass, leave because they want to raise a family, because they get tired of being away. And so they look for another way to stay in the music industry and maybe go back to performing later. But John Felty played, you know, guitar in touring bands for many, many years, and now runs the Mountain Song Festival and the White Squirrel Festival right here in Brevard. Great guy. But it's a way to stay home with your family. You know, I certainly did it myself when my kids were growing up. I think that has a lot to do. People want to stay in the music industry, but they don't want to be on the road all the time. And I think that fuels a lot of people just to change careers.
Acoustic Syndicate from right here in this area is a classic example of that. Their first few years as a band, they traveled all over the country. And then, you know, they started having a few kids and everything like that. And they pulled back into Western North Carolina. And now they just do selected gigs. Another example of somebody who's done a strange career choice is John Paul Jones. He was noted right. in the 60s and 70s as the bass player and keyboard player for Led Zeppelin. And now you're more likely to see him pop up on a bluegrass festival stage with, you know, younger performers.
He's been hanging around the Station Inn and, picking mandolin with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fellow who was really, I think you can credit a lot of Led Zeppelin's success to the way that he helped arrange a lot of the tunes. But John Paul Jones, I got to meet him at one of the Christmas jams not too long ago. And I mentioned to him that, you know, how somewhat surprising this direction into Americana music was. And he said, well, you know, we always had that. And then it struck me, oh yeah, of course, you know, there was always that acoustic sort of side to mm-hmm. Led Zeppelin music.
I missed that. We must have a different definition of acoustic. You'll have to explain that one to me.
Oh, you know, the Rain Song and Over the Hills and Far Away. They had plenty of really great acoustic moments.
Okay, I'll listen.
And of course, the elephant in the room as far as music changing direction in a career is Bob Dylan when he went electric and changing over from the style of folk and protest music and going electric and just kind of becoming an instant pariah in that community, but going on to, of course, to even more success.
I always wonder about that, if that's more legend than actual truth, because I never heard of anybody that actually said to me, oh, I loved Bob Dylan when he was an acoustic folkie, but then when he picked up the electric guitar, I stopped listening to him altogether. It's almost one of these things that he created in his own mythology in a way. I mean, I'm sure there were instances where people didn't want to hear the electric stuff and everything like that, but it seems like it's been overblown over the years. I think after a few tunes with, you know, some really good musicians, didn't he have Al Kooper and some of the guys in the band? I think after a few tunes on stage, people would realize, hey, this is Dylan, but this is a little bit different.
I think we're far enough removed now that it's easy to sort of let that go aside because you've been a fan of Bob Dylan for all of his career, mm-hmm. but a lot of that early audience of his fan base were really up in arms about that transition to electric music and the whole style from a real literal style into a more narrative style, the way he wrote songs. And going electric was seen as a complete slap in the face to folks like Pete Seeger and a lot of the crowd that had hung around him up until that point.
You know, we've talked a lot about these sudden 180 degree turns and everything like that, but a lot of musicians make these gradual 180 turns. You know, I would pick Joni Mitchell as an example of somebody who started out as sort of a singer-songwriter, and then, you know, within the span of a decade, she turned into this jazz musician with all kinds of experimental sounds and bringing in people like Jaco Pastorius and Tom Scott, you know, completely different than her early albums.
I've interviewed Kathy Mattea several times in the last few years, and she comes through about once a year. She's coming through, I think, to play at the Biltmore House, and she's definitely changed the way she plays. She went from the country music star, large orchestration, big backup, to she's the guitar player in a four-piece band playing bluegrass, and she has reorchestrated all her songs away from the country music orchestra to a four-piece band. And I was a little skeptical about a country star who I hadn't even seen her with a guitar for a really long time, let alone play. But she holds her own on stage as a rhythm guitar player and does a pretty good job. And the songs really do translate well to acoustic instruments. But she started making a CD called Coal. She was from West Virginia and started following her roots to do that, and had to play acoustically to do it, and got so hooked and so caught up in the whole thing, and it became a documentary and a soundtrack and all kinds of stuff, that she decided to just tour acoustically, and that's what she's doing now.
Does anybody remember Scott Walker or the Walker Brothers? had some big hits in the 60s. And go look them up. Now, Scott Walker is an interesting case of somebody with a kind of not exactly a 180 degree turn all that quickly, but starting out in popular music. And there'll be some tunes that you'll recognize when you go back and listen. But Scott Walker went on to have a solo career that influenced a lot of the punks and people that seems very ironic because his music is nothing like punk music, but eventually went towards this very much orchestrated, lots of strings and things, but very dissonant at the same time. And the music that he made in the past decade or couple of decades or so is just absolutely nothing like what he started out with in his very popular beginnings in the Walker Brothers. What do you think? Email us what it is at wncw.org. Here are examples of artists who have made big U-turns in their career, musically or coming back into music or leaving music entirely. For Public Radio, I'm Joe Kendrick, joined by Carol Rifkin and Jeff Eason. Until next time.